22 Creations Multimedia LLC is responsible for all the sounds you're about to hear. Paranormal Perception is sponsored by Phantom's Journey Coffee. Curated by an experienced paranormal investigator, it is a must-have during and after all of your paranormal investigations. The show is also sponsored by Alien Soda Company for all things out of this world. Keep listening to find out how to save 10% off your order each time you shop there. Welcome to Paranormal Perception.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you please be seated? Our program is about to begin.
This is a special episode that will prepare you for what you'll be experiencing at this year's OC Paracon. In a few moments, you'll hear from several OC Paracon speakers. You won't hear their entire panels, they'll simply tease what they'll talk about.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria.
Here's the organizer of OC Paracon, Henry San Miguel.
That means it is almost that time. It is almost time for OC Paracon. This is a special episode. I've never done this before. Over on the other show that I do, the Geek Speak show, I always do these special shows when we do WonderCon Anaheim, when we cover the big one, San Diego Comic-Con. But I've never done it for my own event. I don't know why. But this year, we're doing that also. So this is a special episode that will get you ready for OC Paracon. Those of you, ticket sales are now over. Those of you that aren't going to be going, well, maybe next year, but it's okay. Sit back, enjoy it. You'll get a little taste of what you would have gotten at OC Paracon. So, like I said, 3 weeks from when this episode is released, when we were recording this, a lot of you listening to me right now, you're going to be gathered at Casa 723 in Fullerton for this year's OC Paracon. The ticket sales are over, like I said. So this episode, consider it a warm-up, especially for those of you who will be attending OC Paracon. I'm going to introduce you to some of the speakers. Maybe not all of them will be on, but some of the speakers will be here. And I'm going to have them not give out the entire panel. They're going to tease what you're going to hear on their panels. I'll talk about preview night, the merch store, and a few other things that we're bringing, especially the new things that we're doing this year for OC Paracon. So let's start this episode the way OC Paracon 2024 is going to begin in a few weeks with TAPS West Coast. At OC Paracon, you're going to meet all of the members, but for this episode, I have Jerry Butine, the team lead, and Chris Turner, the team's lead investigator and advisor. Welcome to the episode, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, Henry. Great to be here.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Can't wait.
Yeah, I know. I'm not going to have you give out the entire panel, especially for people that are listening that will be there. Otherwise, why would they want to go? So, actually, before we talk about the panel, let me have you talk about yourselves, because if somebody's listening, they're thinking, wait, is this the TAPS team that I've seen on TV? Talk about the brief history. Is it that same TAPS team, or who is TAPS West Coast?
We are the West Coast team for the Atlantic Paranormal Society. So no, we're not the ones you see on television. We're the ones who actually go out and do the investigative work here. We'll do sometimes when Ghost Hunters was running and Ghost Nation was running, we'd go out and do advance investigations for the producers to check out locations. But in general, we go out to help the community, whether it be a business, home, and we do the down and dirty stuff. Would you say that's about right, Chris?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm not going to ask you what the down and dirty stuff is. I'm sure it'll come up on the panel.
Yeah, it's the stuff the stuff that's in the weeds. You know, where we got to get down and do some stuff that the production team usually doesn't do.
And no, if somebody's wondering, does that mean they'll work on my garden? No, that's not what Chris is talking about. He's talking about something else entirely. So for, again, don't give out the entire panel, but for OC Paracon, what can the attendees experience when you guys take the stage?
Well, we're planning on sharing some evidence, some audio, some video. Chris and I are going through it right now, actually, and curating our best. But mostly, we want to talk with our guests. So we're going to do a lot of Q&A and really just try to answer questions that they might have. Kind of enlighten them to our way of doing things. You know, every team has their own way, but We have a real specific way that we like consider a very respectful and professional way, and we like to encourage others to take the same approach in their investigations.
Yeah, speaking of that, I know all of us, we're into the weird, but if any question get, can any question get too weird, or I should, let me put it this way, what would you not want to talk about if it's brought up by the attendees there?
In the paranormal world?
Yeah.
I mean, I think we've been asked quite weird off the page questions. I can't really think of anything that we couldn't address in one way or another.
I think if it's too weird, I'll just send Chris into the audience after.
With the mic that's turned off. Yeah, that'll work. I'll bring some shoulder pads and stuff. But you know, that's what's so unique about engaging with the audience is you're getting an aspect of what other people are experiencing that we probably haven't experienced ourselves. You know, so it's kind of a cross contamination of educating ourselves with things that people may be experiencing that we are unfamiliar with. You know, and that's what's great about the paranormal community. I mean, it's always unexpected, you know, scenarios that pop up. So, and the team is extremely versatile and dynamic as far as the experience we all have. So it's going to be a good time.
Are we going to see pretty much the whole team or is not everybody's going?
Not everyone's going to make it down. So we're kind of selecting. And we'll just kind of base it on the size of the venue and stuff. But you're gonna get a nice section, I guess, of the team, very diverse because we all have different gifts and practices. I guess is the best way to say it. You know, some of us more scientific based, others, you know, have some other sets of skills in the paranormal as far as, you know, sensitivities and different outlooks on stuff. Because even though we're a scientific team, we embrace a lot of different ways of investigating.
Mm-hmm.
And if it corroborates with what we get scientifically, then it's something we will present to a client, or sometimes at least it might lead us to where we want to investigate and maybe questions we want to ask. And sometimes it pays off big time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well,
absolutely.
Like I said, we're not gonna give away the whole panel here, but I don't know if it's gonna come up. Maybe now that they heard us say it, it might. But in case it doesn't come up in the panel, I gotta go back to what you were saying a minute ago, or what you started to say, Chris. Where, I think you were about to say
edit.
I think you were about to say at this point we've been asked pretty much everything, so I gotta ask. What would you consider some of the weirdest things that you've been asked when you guys are on stage?
I don't know if it'd be weird, but anything that would be in the realm of satanic worshiping, or I don't know. I couldn't even guess. I couldn't even fathom what could be asked. We've seen a lot of odd stuff, so you know, let it roll. Let the dice roll, man.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's, I mean, the area we don't delve into, you know, the dark arts, as it were, you know, in a general rule, like we've had people who've turned to us for that. And it's like, we're not demonologists, you know, I'll send you to to a priest or to a specialist in that area, but everything else is fair game. I mean, they're welcome to ask us about it. We probably won't be able to know much other than, you know, I can't answer that question for you. Because it's just, I think some people dabble into stuff that maybe they shouldn't. Once again, personal choice, what people want to do. But one thing that Chris and I have done over the years is we're very protective of our team members. And we don't like to expose our team to, I mean, there's enough dangers in investigating as it is. But if we knowingly know, we did have one case where we were kind of set up. We feel by the thing, and that was a pretty dark situation, and I maybe we'll touch on that during the talk, but so in general we like to really vet situations before we put our investigators into them. Because at the end of the day, we're there to help people. We're not there to be, you know, lab rats for someone who is dabbling in the, and you know,
yeah,
the dark
absolutely.
Rats.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, they're, at this point, I know the attendees, not personally, but I know what kind of attendees go to OC Paracon. Not too many that dabble into the dark stuff. In the beginnings, there were, but I think they learned really quick that OC Paracon is not that kind of Paracon. We do have somebody there. He's actually one of my my old spiritual consultants, Sean Klein. He does deal, him and his brother, they do deal with, I guess, what we would call the demonic side, and he knows how to handle them. So if you have any of those questions.
So there you go.
Yeah,
you know?
Give it to Sean Klein.
He's amazing because he actually, we were up at the first Tombstone Paracon with them.
Yeah.
And they are phenomenal.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
they really are amazing. So,
yeah, so any of those questions, give it to them.
we'll defer it. We'll defer it over to the hold that question for a few speakers, and then ask it again.
Yeah. So again, I'm going to keep it short just because we have some more people coming on. But if anybody listening, whether they're attending OC Paracon or not, if they're listening and they're in need of your services, how do they get a hold of you?
They could go to our website, which is tapswestcoast.com or .org, both work. We also have a Taps West Coast. Our Facebook page, they could go to it, but there's an old one, so they have to make sure they get the new one. Long story. And then I just recently started an Instagram page. It doesn't have a lot on it, but it's another way to get linked to us. But I would say the go to our website is by far the best way. And there's a contact us button. Click on it and they can put their contact information and write whatever they need to ask. And then we will get back to them.
Okay. And for everybody listening, I'll link that up on the show description for you. So, Jerry, Chris, thanks a lot for coming on and getting us started. And I'm glad you're going to get us started at OC Paracon in a few weeks. Can't wait to meet you guys and the rest of the team in person. So I'll just say we'll see you in October.
Looking forward to it.
Caps out. See you later, guys.
Attention, attention. For this weekend only, there are a total of 20 OC Paracon tickets available for purchase. Visit ocparacon.com to get your general admission tickets. After Sunday, September 22nd, all ticket sales will close for good.
Paranormal Perception continues.
Now, let me introduce you to another speaker. I mean, everybody on this episode is going to be a speaker at OC Paracon, but this one is kind of a special one because they're relatively new, and their name is Paranormal Triage. Well, I'm not going to tell you too much because here they are, Ryan and Brenda Woods and Kelly Bobbin. Welcome, you guys. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you for having us.
Thanks for coming on. So I was about to jump into a whole explanation, but I said, you know what? Why am I going to do that? Because they're right here in front of me. So let's have you guys quickly tell your story, how you guys came together, why you formed a group, and what you're all about.
Well, Brenda and I kind of got into the paranormal from some personal experiences, and we kind of started this group because we wanted to kind of expand and really dig into more of what the paranormal is. Kind of started as more of like a hobby, like ghost hunting, and then it has evolved into this actual like investigation team, and we brought Kelly onto it because she had some of her experiences that were kind of similar to how we kind of saw some of the paranormal, and it was a kind of a perfect fit from there.
Now, are any of you, and now for a lot of you listening who are going to be at OC Paracon in a few weeks, a lot of these questions may sound like repeats on the panel. That's because it will be. Now, we're not going to get into too much detail, but are any of you psychic, or do you know you're extra sensitive to the other side, or do any of you bring any gifts other than the usual REM pods and all the usual toys we see?
So that would be me. I do have something going on. We've labeled it as an empath, and I'm still kind of learning about that. So I've had experiences ever since I was little, not necessarily psychic. I can't read people. I can't tell you if there's somebody standing beside you, but I've always been kind of highly sensitive to energy. I always know when there's going to be something in our investigation where it's going to be. And I've kind of had those feelings ever since I was little, but I just never knew what it was. You know, I had some experiences in my own homes with spirits, but at that time I wasn't into ghost shows or ghost hunting or anything like that. So I just kind of blew it off as, that's my imagination. So now it's kind of come full circle. So here I am trying to learn how to navigate this ability I have to, you know, read people, absorb energy, you know, things of that nature.
Well, I was going to save this until OC Paracom, but I'll do it here. You listening to us, you can't see us, but I do have a gift. I can tell you, Brenda, there are two people standing next to you. Oh, that's because it's Ryan and Kelly.
Don't freak me out like that. Like, we got plenty of spirits in here. I'm like, all right, wait a minute. When would that be?
Yeah, I forget. You can't really joke that way with people that actually see spirits because it's not funny. I wish we were doing video. They had this, like, do I look? Do I not want to look? But we're not going to do too much again, like I said, because we'll see you in a couple of weeks at OC Paracom. But don't give out the whole panel, but tease. What are you going to talk about? What do you plan on showing? Are you going to show anything? What are we going to see at OC Paracom from you guys?
Well, absolutely. I mean, we obviously through certain times of the world, especially when COVID hit, everybody was binge watching everything. So I think just a little bit before that, we got into watching shows and stuff of that nature. And then, you know, obviously we had some family tragedies, and that's kind of where things kicked into full gear. So we bought a camera and just thought we'd goof around with it a little bit. And we started capturing stuff in our own home. So that's kind of where it started for us. So yes, we have some videos to share that kind of shocked us. And we're like, wow, there's something really to this. And, you know, for me on a biblical level or a religious level, for lack of better words, it kind of messed with me because it kind of goes against everything that I learned growing up in the religion I grew up in. So it was. And I still struggle with that. So, yeah, I mean, we're kind of getting into where else do we go from here? But the things that we've experienced, I know for a fact that there's more than just we're here, we're gone, and that's it. I don't believe that anymore.
Yeah, I mean, the inception of what we were kind of started off as, like I said earlier, like a hobby. The experiences we had in our house, and then talking like with Kelly and stuff, some of the experiences she had, it's like, there is something else to this, and kind of that battle between spiritual, biblical, you know, kind of opened up our eyes to what else is there, and it turned into this actually naming a team, starting it. And one of the things we want to talk about at the panel on OC Paracon is kind of like the journey starting from hobbyist going to like ghost hunting for fun to truly investigating paranormal stuff and kind of linking it into, you know, this whole spiritual awakening. What does it mean? Where do people go? What do the spirits do? You know, and we'll talk a little bit about some of our beliefs about some kind of interdimensional stuff, things that we're still kind of working on. And we are a fairly new team, but we do have footage from not only stuff that's happened to us in our house, kind of chronicling the journey from where we started to kind of where we're at now, but we also have done some investigations, and we're going to bring some of that footage with us as well.
And we have an extra special kind of set of skills because obviously we're first responders. We worked in the EMS world, well, me for about 15 years, Ryan's been in it for a lot longer than I have. So that's kind of where the name came out of, triage. So that's kind of what we do. We triage.
We look at all the evidence, we triage the evidence, and kind of sort it out. Is it paranormal? Is it not paranormal? Is it a deeper meaning to it? Or is it just kind of there, you know? And it really helps because we have that first responder kind of approach to our investigations, where people that are in that kind of industry tend to have a different awareness, and they notice things. Sometimes we can be kind of lackadaisical in our how we react to the footage because we're so used to reacting to kind of high stress and crazy stuff all the time anyways. But then that's kind of like where Kelly comes into it because she's she's not a first responder, so she has that different take, which really kind of balances out our team really well.
Kelly represents us, in other words. Because
yeah.
I've said it
yeah.
many times, I don't care what you, who you are, what you say, I've been doing this forever. When something happens, you, and sometimes you see it on camera, you don't drop the camera, but you do run. You scream, you run. And I always wonder, like, well, you asked it to do something, it did it. Why are you running when it's doing what you asked it to do? But I mean, I gotta bite my tongue here because I'm ready to ask you guys so many questions, but this is only a tease. So everybody that's going to OC Paracon, I'm going to be moderating this panel. Actually, you guys asked me to moderate it. So I do have a lot of questions. And for all of you listening to us that are going to be at OC Paracon, I'm going to open it up to all of you guys to also ask questions, if that's okay with all three of you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, and well, let's say here, I'll mention it there before we start, but is there anything that you prefer not people not to ask you? I mean, obviously don't get too personal, but is there anything that you don't want to talk about?
You know, I think we came into this as just considering ourselves normal people, whatever that means. We're just normal Joes. We don't, you know, we didn't come into this with the awareness that we had gifts or we had this passion to do this kind of work. So we're kind of an open book, so we can help other people that are kind of curious, because we have made some mistakes, you know, learn, because we're self-teaching ourselves all of this, whether it's editing or filming or what do we actually want to do on an investigation? You know, do we want to mess in that demonic field like some of the investigative teams do? Do we want to mess with Ouija boards? And we've kind of come into this place where we know what we want to share with other people coming into this, and it's not for everybody. And it's, you know, I think it could be kind of dicey if you don't know what you're doing, you know. So we're kind of trial and error right now.
And I think we're open to any questions, answering any questions, because that's how you relate to people that call you and say, hey, I'm having this experience. I want to know if it's paranormal, or do you want to come in and do this investigation? Well, what you see is what you get. We're an open book because that's how you relate to other people and their experiences. And we want them to be open about what they're experiencing. So we're open about our history, our past, and what our thoughts about everything.
I can't really speak for Kelly, but
everything's new for me too. I just know what I had experienced years ago, but I think that any questions is better than not having a question for any of us. So, yeah.
It's just kind of all about helping people to that next level of, you know, maybe where they want to go with it. And if you're not an open book, like Ryan said, you know, communication is everything. Sharing is everything, and it makes it more interesting.
I look forward to every time we have somewhere to go and investigate. It's a new experience. Mm-hmm. They all have been different from each other, and it's just a learning experience, and we're just trying to figure things out. Like Brenda and Ryan said, you know, something that people can understand, that we can understand, just trying to figure it out.
Yeah. We want to connect on a more normal level, you know, not the Hollywood shows. Not that I don't appreciate that skill set, because we all start somewhere. But you know, if you're in this to get bigger and make money and whatnot, you know, it kind of, I think you can lose some of that
sight of sometimes on what you're supposed to be doing.
Something to be said about, you know, hanging your heart on your shirt sleeve, right? Being out there and open to where. We're not trying to hide anything. We're not trying to fake anything. We're not trying to do anything deceptive with what we're doing. And I think you have to express that to people so they can understand. And it makes the whole experience more personal.
Yeah, which is perfect way to end it. This might be a tease for OC Paracon, or might be a tease as in, Henry, why'd you bring that up? Now we want to watch. You've shared, when we first met, you guys, you both shared with me a video that you had at your house that you filmed, with the one with the two orbs, you know, which one I'm talking about. Are you going to show that one in the clips, or is that one too personal?
No, we're showing everything. Okay. Whatever we can show, we're going to share, because, you know, there's so many people that want to discount and go, oh, you're fake, and that's not real, and you must have brought in AI.
Well, that's a piece of dust or something.
What we experienced was very real and very emotional, and it is very super personal. So
yes,
we're absolutely going to open that. We're going to open the door.
Okay, well, yeah, good.
We want to share that cool experience and come to the OC Paracon. You'll see it, and you can ask us questions about it. And not only will you see it for yourself, but you'll be able to hear it, like, in our reactions, our body language, our voice, and really be able to interpret how real that was for us.
Yeah. See, let me tease it like this for all of you that are going to be at OC Paracon in a couple of weeks. Like I said, I've seen this footage before, not on shows or anything. They just sent it to me. They shared it to me when we first met. Yes, what you said is absolutely correct. Orbs, I've never been a big believer in orbs because a lot of them, you can see the legs, it's spiders or some kind of bug or something. It's very clear. This one, I can tell you, all of you listening, when you watch it, not only is it zero doubts that these are orbs, plural, there's two, but it's also a very emotional thing that you will see. I guarantee you, you've never gotten emotional about orb footage. You will about this one, especially when you hear the story. I'll leave it at that. We'll see you at OC Paracon in a few weeks. Before we go, one of you let them know where they can follow you, where they can watch all of the videos.
Well, you can start with paranormaltriage.com. That's our website. That has a link to all of our social media. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're on YouTube, X. And it also has a link to, like, our merch store to help support us, because we're not monetized and we're not doing this to make money, but we need to be able to support our travel to, like, to come to OC Paracon, stuff like that. So the best thing to do, go to our website. It has our contact information and, like I said, all of our social media links.
Yeah, and like always, I'll have everything linked up on the show description for all of you. And thank you, guys. We'll see each other in person, finally, in a few weeks.
All right.
Okay. Thanks, Henry. Thank you.
Attention. Attention. For this weekend only, there are a total of 20 OC Paracon tickets available for purchase. Visit ocparacon.com to get your general admission tickets. After Sunday, September 22nd, all ticket sales will close for good.
Now back to Paranormal Perception.
Let's meet another speaker for this year's OC Paracon. It's actually a team, not just one speaker. It's Southern California Paranormal Detectives. Although for today, for this episode, for this special episode, I'm only going to have the team's co-founder and lead investigator, Dr. Jean-Pierre Jagnoli. Welcome back, Jean-Pierre. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty well. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. So before you tease the panel, actually, in case somebody isn't going to be going, but they are listening to the episode, give me a brief history of the Southern California Paranormal Detectives team.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I had an experience when I was a young child that really startled me, but also sparked my curiosity. And when my parents finally opened up about it when I got older, I just got super into the paranormal, reading books, watching shows, whatever I could do in the 90s to, like, learn about it. And eventually I met my best friend in high school, and we started a team, kind of not fully fledged, but, you know, me and him going out and doing stuff. And in college is when it really sparked big, and we got, you know, mentors in the field and started actually investigating and building what is now the Southern California Paranormal Detectives, officially put together in 2000. So.
Yeah, you have a lot of questions, but I have to bite my tongue because this is going to, I'm going to ask all that at the panel. And well, now let's get to that, actually. So attendees who will be going to OC Paracon and hearing and meeting you guys live, what are they going to experience during your panel?
You know, I don't want to spend too much time on the team, but obviously I'll introduce the team and, you know, a little bit of our history. But I think the meat and potatoes, what most people enjoy about the paranormal, are the stories. So probably some of our highlights of our, you know, 24-year existence of investigations, evidence, for me working at theme parks and having a lot of paranormal experiences and stories from theme parks and evidence, too. So. Really, I think those are going to be the key points of the presentation, is really getting to know us a little bit and then also getting to the meat and potatoes of evidence and, you know, stories that people want to hear.
Yeah, I got to say, last year, a lot of people enjoyed your panel that you did where you told the stories from Knott's Berry Farm and from Disneyland. Although I got to say, there was a little bit of disappointment because some of them emailed and said, wait, those videos are fake? I thought they were real this whole time. So you kind of shatter that illusion for them with last year's panel. But for this one, for the one you're doing this year, are you going to open up the floor for questions from the audience or no?
Yeah, that's one big thing that I personally like to do. I really love the interaction with people. So I definitely want to have, we'll talk a little bit and then I'll definitely have pauses where I'll say, does anybody have any questions? And then we'll open up the floor and let people ask stuff because we may skip over things or, I think it's really good to let the audience lead you because that's going to have them more engaged and involved.
And you'll be there all day. And before you guys take the stage, you're actually going to be outside in the what I'm calling the speaker's courtyard. So over there, are you bringing anything special or is it just the team or what are we going to find at your table?
Yeah, just the team, basically. I mean, we're not doing too much nowadays. It's mostly me and my medium that go out. But we'll bring whatever we can. We'll definitely have, I'll bring my laptop and some stuff on there if people want to, find out more or see anything.
And if they're not going and they can't meet you guys in person, give us the website, social media, where they can follow you guys and everything you do.
So our website's undergoing construction. So our main one is going to be actually my personal website, mcpr.com. If you go to the Paranormal Investigator page on my personal website, we have all our info on there.
Yeah, and I'll link that up on the show description for all of you listening. So we'll keep it short, only again because we have so many guests coming on. But everybody going, you will definitely meet the entire team. So Dr. Jean-Pierre Bajagnoli, thanks a lot for coming on and can't wait to see you in October.
Looking forward to it.
Attention. Attention. For this weekend only, there are a total of 20 OC Paracon tickets available for purchase. Visit ocparacon.com to get your general admission tickets. After Sunday, September 22nd, all ticket sales will close for good.
Paranormal Perception continues.
And we're back. One more thing. See, and I don't even need a machine. Okay, the last one that I'm going to feature today is an old favorite and someone that's close to selling out at this point. And first of all, that is Sean Klein. Oh, young warrior, welcome back to Paranormal Perception.
Hey everybody, my name is Sean Klein. Welcome to another episode of Sean Klein Shadow Productions.
Oh, sorry, Henry. Oh, jeez.
Do the right ceremony. Get those demons out. No demons here.
No, this is the new me. Everyone has to get used to it. Just kidding.
If we don't like you, oh well. Deal with it. But we're talking OC Paracon on this episode, so I don't know. Why are you here? I mean, are you going to be at OC Paracon? What are you doing here?
I don't know, man. It's just like, it's one of those things that's kind of up in the air if I want to go or not, still. So it's just like,
he's going to be there. Now you got everybody worried. Like, wait, I bought tickets. Like, he's going. We're just being us. So yeah, let's start with a, don't give out everything because, otherwise why would they want to go there? But let's preview what they're going to experience. Let's start with preview night. We're doing a meeting of shadows with Sean Klein. That'll be happening what I'm calling the speaker's courtyard outside. So we're going to be under the stars. Well, kind of. You gotta peek over the their sails. There's little stuff over there, but you'll still see the stars. And that'll be happening at 7 p.m. right when the sun is going down. It's getting dark. So again, without giving them the entire thing preview, what are people going to experience at the meeting of shadows?
Okay, so there's going to be multiple possessions happening at the same time.
Here you go again. No, nobody's getting possessed at OC Paracon.
No, I'm just kidding, everybody. I like to joke around. And for those of you who are going to be going to the panel, you guys are going to be seeing that too. We deal with a lot of darkness in our life. So the best way to combat darkness is with happiness, love, and light. So a little preview about what's going to happen at the meeting of shadows that we're going to be having here at OC Paracon. Is you guys get to come sit down, hang out with me, listen to more of my stories and more in depth, more behind the scenes, I guess you can say, stuff I normally can't tell or share on YouTube itself, just because there's a lot of creeps out there and they like to steal a lot of things and everything and they're not ready for the sacredness. But for those of you who will be purchasing tickets for this, we'll get an exclusive live stream Sean Klein storytelling. Yes.
Well, wait. Let's keep it serious for a second. Before, because you are, I mean, it is going to be fun. You are going to be sharing stories, but do the people that are going to be there, do they have to prepare in any way?
No. So everything, all the preparations and protections that are going to be needed for this will already be done for you. So like I said, like it's going to be more so of a storytelling. That's what our people used to do a long time ago with Warriors. Used to kind of come together, Warriors of Shadow, I'm calling it here. We used to come together and share stories of knowledge to be able to help each other out with their future endeavors, anything that they might be dealing with or in their life, whether that be paranormal, physical, spiritual, you know, we'll be able to help you out. Oh.
I would say no, but let me ask you now that I have you here, is can they ask you questions? And if they can, is anything off limits?
So I will have like a section toward the end of each story, I guess you can say, for opening it up for questions or for people to kind of share their little bit of thing, a little bit of their own experiences, if they have experienced something like that as well. And yeah, the only thing I ask is don't ask about my feet.
You know what they say about guys with big feet.
Yep. Yep.
They got big shoes.
Yep.
What were you thinking?
A lot of laces. A lot of laces.
Yeah, no, so again, that is happening a preview night, OC Paracon preview night. That's the only event that's happening at the actual location. Everything else is spread out through LA and Orange County. This is going to happen again Friday, October 11th at 7 p.m. Those of you that do have tickets, and I know it's a lot of you, you, by this point, when this episode is out, you should have gotten an email already with all the details so you know how to check in, where to park, all of that. Are we saying right at 7 p.m. or when do you want to start it?
I would like to have everybody there at 7 p.m. Then maybe take like a little 15 minutes to get like, you know, all the little jitters out, you know, the little nervousness everybody has, you know, just laugh a little bit and just get to know each other and just make sure the energies of the whole place are really good and really happy for the stories.
If anybody's wondering how long will it be, before you answer, don't go past midnight, but how long will it be?
I would have to say maybe... like maybe hour to 2 hours, maybe.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah,
we can do that. So, again, that's what's happening Friday preview night at the Meeting of Shadows. The next day, the actual OC Paracon. You also have a panel. You're going to be there. You're going to have a table. You can meet Sean Klein in case you weren't able to get tickets or for whatever, you know, life happens. You got to work. We understand. And you weren't able to make it out on Friday night. You can go Saturday once you're off work. You can meet him on Saturday at the Speaker's Courtyard. You can have a table out there all day long so people can ask questions, come say hi to you, meet you in person. What are you bringing? Are you bringing anything special to the table this time around?
Just bringing me, man. I'm the only special thing that everyone needs. I'm just kidding. I'm going to be bringing some of my Sean Klein Shadow Productions merch. So if you guys would like to, you know, feel the quality of the material, make sure you get the right size and everything, I'll be sure to have some of my merch laid out at my table so you guys can go ahead and rock Sean Klein Shadow Productions merch.
Are pictures allowed, or are you going to charge $100 per picture?
If you give me tobacco, I'll give you a free picture. Just kidding. No. Yeah, pictures are allowed. I welcome it, you know. Always love the fans. I get to meet everybody. Yeah.
I don't want to speak for you, but food is welcome too.
Yes, indeed. Food.
Food no, from restaurants, though. Don't cook it at home. I'll just say that.
No seafood. I don't like seafood. I'm from the desert, everybody.
Yeah. Like, see, what is that? He sees food and, well, never mind. You guys don't know that. So later that night, Saturday night, you're going to be there at your table, yes, but you have your own panel. That will be at 3 p.m. on Saturday. So for that, it's not the same if you're wondering... why am I doing the Meeting of Shadows if I'm going to get it again on Saturday? It's not the same thing. Again, without giving out the entire panel, what are you planning on talking about at the panel this time around?
So the panel is actually going to be highlighting my journey I've been on so far. Like when it comes to paranormal investigating, making my way out of it, you know, going on this self-discovering journey of journeying by myself on this YouTube journey, I would have to say. A lot of journeying. Right there, but pretty much, you know, my story of how I came to be where I'm at right now, and you guys will be able to get some exclusives of future projects as well. So get to tell some creepy stories and everything, but not like how the Meeting of Shadows is. It's going to be a little bit more formal, a little bit more less scary, just in case you want to bring your kids over and everything.
Yeah, I mean, for this one, I can say we, because you asked me to moderate this one, so you and I will be up on the stage talking about this. And I can say, I mean, with this audience, the Paranormal Perception audience, it's no secret, it's obvious that your life has changed a lot. They may remember you as something else. obviously that's changed now. So yeah, he'll bring that up. We'll talk about it. As I know you guys may have some questions. We'll also talk about why you see the kind of videos that you see on his channel now. And like Sean Klein just said, what's coming soon, which you should be looking out for. So that again will happen 3 p.m. Saturday in the main speaker stage. And so there you go. That is a preview of what Sean Klein is going to be doing at OC Paracon. I will cut it short here only because I got some stuff to say. And Crystal actually is going to preview her big panel, the Women in the Paranormal panel. We'll do that in just a second. Before we do, though, Sean Klein, let everybody know where they can watch you, follow you, and you know, everywhere and everything Sean Klein.
Yes, so you can go ahead and follow me on YouTube at Sean Klein Shadow Productions and official Sean Klein SSP on Instagram. If you want to know all the updates and all the shenanigans I'm up to, go to Instagram. That's where all that stuff is. For all my paranormal work and cinematic cinematography, videography work, you can also find that at Sean Klein Shadow Productions on YouTube. Aho.
And everything, as always, linked up on the show description. So thank you, Sean Klein. We'll see you in 4 weeks.
Aho.
Attention, attention. For this weekend only, there are a total of 20 OC Paracon tickets available for purchase. Visit ocparacon.com to get your general admission tickets. After Sunday, September 22nd, all ticket sales will close for good.
Now back to Paranormal Perception.
Okay, so I lied, kind of. I know I said the last one with Sean Klein was the last segment. Not really, but in a way it is. It's the last normal segment, just like at OC Paracon. Sean Klein will be the final normal panel that we do because finally this is one that I mentioned on the show before. I've always wanted to do this panel because it means something to me. Even though if you look at me, it's obvious. Yeah, I'm not a woman. I know that, but like I've always said, the industry that I started in, radio, it's always been very male-dominated. Same thing for paranormal. So I know that in the paranormal community, it's not just men. I know my very first guest ever on Paranormal Perception was John Zaffis, the godfather of the paranormal. And I've always wondered, well, if there's a godfather, shouldn't there be a godmother too? Or mother or any kind of woman? Well, the answer is there are. There are many, in fact. And in fact, I'm going to hand it over to the woman that you hear every single week here on Paranormal Perception. That's Crystal Arona. Hey, Crystal. Well, you don't, godmothers aren't automatically old.
I know, but I'm the god baby. Yeah. The god princess. Just kidding.
We got to put that on the t-shirt. But I'm going to let you take this one because at OC Paracon, this is going to be your panel. You're going to moderate this one. So go ahead and tell everybody what it is. Everybody listening that's going to be at OC Paracon, you're not going to get the entire panel here. You'll get it there. This is just a little taste, a little tease of what it's going to be. So, Crystal, go ahead and take it over.
Well, thanks to Henry, guys. I am so excited and honored to present to you at OC Paracon 24, Women in the Paranormal. And, of course, I'm sure one of the first, or probably the first one who comes to mind as you're listening to me talk, oh, Patty Negri's probably going to be there. You're right. She is. And I'm so excited to meet her again and speak with her about what all the new things she has going on. But also we'll have Susan Queen. Susan is a very well-known metaphysical practitioner of Orange County. She's done a lot of classes for not only women, but just people. But yes, she does tend to draw in the female crowd, the divine feminine, to learn from her. She's definitely an elder in the kind of work that we do. And yes, guys, as I've said before, psychics and healers are part of the paranormal community. So Susan will be there telling us about what she does. Those ladies, we're calling them the OGs, not because they're old, just like Henry said. You don't have to be old or young. They've just been in this business for so long, and they're definitely two iconic women that a lot of us look up to. So thank you so much to Henry for inviting them. That's going to be an honor to speak with them on this panel. Then we also have the contemporaries, which would be Nicole Strickland. You guys know about Nicole. she is a historian, I think. She didn't refer to herself as that, but when you listen to her speak at some of these places that she goes to, like the Queen Mary, she just is such a natural. I'm getting the chills. She knows so much, and she's definitely someone that we can all look up to and learn from. Nicole's going to be there. Sophia Temporelli with her radio show, and I think she's even going to talk to us about a magazine that she has that's out right now. So are you guys are you excited, Henry, so far?
Yes.
I hope the listeners are.
I hope I am. It is my event.
Right. But I know it is our event and everything. And we've been planning it the whole year, even beyond, back to last year. But the closer we're getting to it, I'm getting more excited.
I like to put it as I'm nervously excited. And it's always the case when you do live events, you're excited because, like you said, it's going to happen. It's weeks away now, but you're nervous because it's a live event. Live is the nervous part. You can't really control things. You hope you can, but you never know what's going to happen. Microphones may not work. So, something is going to go wrong. I just know it, but no. But we'll be fine. That's
they won't know part. It. We might know, but they won't. It's going to be so fun, and I don't get nervous. I'm so excited. I wish it was tomorrow. And if the microphones go out, good thing we all talk loud. And speaking of nervous, you guys might think, well, who else is going to be there, right? Well, we have a group coming, small group of women from the paranormal that are the next generation. And sometimes the next generation can be nervous about coming out, but I don't think these girls are going to be nervous at all. I have the pleasure to stand at OC Paracon and speak with Ansley, the spooky foodie. She's really popular on TikTok. I'm sure you guys have seen her videos. She goes out and about in Los Angeles and Hollywood to all these famously haunted locations. And she also has food while she's there. So she speaks to you about the ghosts that haunt these places and also maybe what some of their favorite foods were. And she tries them out. And I'm really excited, not just because she's here with us today in the studio, but I'm so excited about Cassie Askin. This is the latest addition to our panel, Women in the Paranormal. She's part of the next generation of Women in the Paranormal, and I'm so excited to speak with her that day. But also here today, she's with us, and I think, should we just let her tell us about what she does, or you want me to tell you guys what she does?
I think I want to hear it from Cassie.
Let's hear it from Cassie. She's our special guest today. Sure. Hi, Cassie.
Hi, I can jump in and tell them about myself. Thank you for the introduction. I host Tell Me Your Ghost Story podcast, and I talk to people who have had personal paranormal encounters, and I also have a bit of a variety show for some episodes. I do television and movie reviews in the paranormal. I do field trip reports from haunted locations, deep dives into weird topics, and a bunch of places in between. And it's such an honor to be on this panel. I can't even believe I'm even mentioned in the same sentence as these amazing women, much less serve on a panel with them. So I am so beyond excited to be there.
Well, thank you so much for explaining that. And I'll tell you right now, there's a reason, absolutely reason why you were asked to be there, why you're going to be there with, as you mentioned, the other amazing women. Well, Henry saw something in you whenever you guys spoke. And I can say myself, I feel it too. I think that your podcast is going to be amazing. Have you actually launched it yet?
Yes. The first episode came out on September 6th.
Awesome. I definitely have to go listen to that, as you guys know.
Well, wait, Crystal.
Yes.
Let me jump in. Okay. You're right. Let me explain why, because some people might be asking, well, you're barely a month old. I mean, why are you on this panel about women in the paranormal? Number one, it's because when Cassie was actually going to be an attendee. She had bought tickets and that. And I think you emailed about, I don't remember why you emailed, question or something.
Yeah, I wanted to interview you for my podcast.
Yes, that's right. I remember it's been a long 2 months. But that's what it was. If all of you remember, I put a post on, I think on all our social media, Facebook, Instagram, everything that we have, and inviting all podcasters, paranormal podcasters, to have me on the show and have me talk about OC Paracon if you wanted to. Cassie was one of the ones that actually answered. And as we started talking, realized she's going to OC Paracon. But the more I talked to Cassie and heard your story
and especially why you're doing the show, that's when I said, you know what? You are definitely what I consider the definition of the next generation, where you're not a psychic. I don't think you're not. Are
no.
you?
No.
Yeah. You're not a psychic. You're not a medium. You don't you don't have any special abilities. You don't you've had experiences. And if you don't know what they are, then go back last week's episode. You heard her there and you know what her experiences are. But the way you are approaching the paranormal, it's you're not coming in with the I know it all. This is my way or the highway. You want to hear everybody's story. And I like that about you. I like the fact that, like I said, you're not, well, I know that this means that and this means this and this means that. There are people that do have some knowledge. They do talk about that. But that's not you. You are opening up your platform like I do here at Paranormal Perception to hear people's stories. And even though it's, we talked about this last week, even though it's called Tell Me Your Ghost Story, it's not just about ghosts, right?
Right. It's anything paranormal. I'm going to have an episode with someone who I think perhaps time traveled or had a time slip. In the first episode, we have a UFO story. It's really, I am fascinated with anything that has to do with just the unexplained.
Yeah. And Crystal, I didn't mean to jump in, but I just wanted to explain like why Cassie, even though she's, or her show at least, is relatively new, why is she on this panel? That's why, because to me, it's really, she really does represent the next generation of paranormal, the people in the paranormal, a woman especially in the paranormal.
No, I'm glad you did interrupt me. You interjected, you didn't interrupt. I'm glad you did because you're right. There are so many people out there listening and maybe they will be at OC Paracon who would be like, well, why did they pick, you know, these people in particular? And I really, really like what you said about Cassie and the things that she's doing with her podcast. Gosh, there's going to be a lot of people at OC Paracon who come from the quote unquote old school and they love the stories. Not only the well-known stories about like cryptids and not just ghosts, like you said, aliens. It sounds like you're covering, like you want to cover everything end to end of paranormal. And I think that's wonderful and that you're getting stories from people out there. No offense to anybody, but you know, a lot of these stories, these old, not only Hollywood stories, but ghost stories, we've heard them over and over and over. We know that they happened. It's nice to, it's refreshing to hear someone else's stories. And I think that you're going to touch a lot of people in your audience that can relate to the people that are, that you're interviewing. So that's wonderful. Awesome. I really like that a lot.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I like to say I don't have answers and I'm not even really looking for answers. I'm really just looking for more questions to ask. And I think that I and a lot of people that I've talked to can agree that when looking into all of this, you really just come up with more questions. There's no answers to be found. So that's what I'm trying to do.
Absolutely.
Well, I always say, I don't know if you want answers, because then if you do get an answer, I mean, there's no more episodes to do. No more questions are there to ask.
True.
Sometimes the answers to this stuff too, not, I know not everything paranormal is scary, but sometimes when you do get the answers, you wish you didn't get those answers.
Sure. Yeah, definitely.
But it's fun. This is all fun. I love it. I think she's going to do great with her show. And I hope that you guys are convinced now, if you weren't before, to come out to OC Paracon and see everyone and learn about what they do in more detail, because we can't be here for too long. Right, Henry, today?
Well, we've been here for a while now, but no, you're right. And, you know, thanks for that. Cassie, thanks for coming in again and introducing yourself. But let me explain what you've been hearing, a little announcement you've been hearing throughout this special episode. It's not a joke. It's not a fooling. Look at your calendar. It's not April. It's real. Because of some changes, some rearranging, really, we had to do at the location, that also opened up some extra space. So we're going to make available, starting today, Friday through Sunday, this weekend only, 20 extra seats. So the final 20 seats are available. They're on sale right now as we speak for OC Paracon. So if you're one of the few that missed your chance to buy tickets Friday the 13th, here's your second chance. Here's a chance for you to once again get tickets only through this weekend. That's it. I'm telling you, this is not fooling you and you're thinking, well, I'll just wait. They'll probably put them on sale again. No, we're not. We're getting pretty close to OC Paracon, so we've got to get these badges sent out to get printed. So this is the last time tickets will be on sale. Only 20, the final 20 on sale now at ocparacon.com. And for this special episode, like I said, you didn't hear from everybody. There's still more speakers that you didn't hear from and that are going to be there at OC Paracon. So for all the info, ocparacon.com. And again, that's also where you go to get the final 20 spaces. You don't have to buy all 20. I'm just saying there's 20 extra spaces left. If you missed out and you wanted to buy tickets for OC Paracon, this is the last chance for you to get them. Everything at ocparacon.com. Next week, we get back to paranormal around here. And, well, I don't know who I'm going to talk to yet. I have an idea. We just haven't confirmed yet. But whoever it is, you know what it's going to be. Not the same old paranormal. Everyone have a great weekend. And if you're going, we'll see you in October at OC Paracon.
We hope you enjoyed this special episode. If you're attending OC Paracon this year, please come and introduce yourself to Henry and Crystal. They love meeting the attendees and hearing their stories. Henry and Crystal will return next week with an all-new perception of the paranormal. Learn more about the show by visiting paranormalperception.show.
Paranormal Perception is another audio production from 22 Creations Multimedia, LLC.